This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we come to you live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, each and every Saturday and Sunday. This being the Sunday two-hour edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, starts, as I said, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday and Sunday. This hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide will delve into the world of boxing, per se. So we'll talk with the, or hear from the heavyweight champion of the world, that's right, Anthony Joshua, 22-0, 21 wax. Of course, who's he going to fight in April? Probably Dillian White. Who's Dillian White? We'll probably get into that in depth with Johnny Signorella as well, bringing Johnny Sig back. We'll also talk about maybe our Arguello Empire. Maybe we'll delve into the history of boxing. If I got enough time, it's a 10-minute clip. I don't know if I've got enough time in this hour. If not, we'll run with it next week. Bottom line is, this is your show. If you want to take part, 1-800-878-PLAY. The listener line, 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Compliment me, rip me, say what you want, baby. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. April 19th, Manny Pacquiao, 40 years old, the Filipino, baby. That's right, the Filipino sensation. 60 wins, 7 losses. 39 wax, a champion, of course, in all kinds of weight classes. Adrian Broner, the bonehead Broner, the boner. Adrian, of course, 33-3, 24 wax, an underachiever if there ever was one. Can he shed the weight? Can he be disciplined? April, take it back, January 19th on pay-per-view. It's a good fight, but like I say, there's alternatives to pay-per-view. You know what they are, right? Find an internet website. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't want you to pirate a fight, but if you can watch it in Russian, I don't think that's a beef, do you? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, it's Ron Barr. The new year is almost here, so what's your New Year's resolution? Well, if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. Right now, MyPillow's Christmas special has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack. It includes free shipping. You heard me right, free shipping. And you also get their 60-day money-back guarantee that's been extended through March 1st. First, best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee, and a good night's sleep. What else do you need? So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and use promo code BARR, that's B-A-R-R. You'll get two premium MyPillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Christmas special, and enter the promo code BARR. I have a MyPillow, and I love it. No neck or backache, just a nice, fitful sleep. So check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code BARR.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
You're tuned in to Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. They tell me that SiriusXM Satellite Radio is going to be picking up all of my shows now. Not just some of my shows. All of my shows. That's right. All of them. Channel 211, right, Cuddy? Channel 211, that'll be the SiriusXM Satellite Radio channel for all of the Pedro Fernandez broadcasts. I'm talking about the 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 3 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday and Sunday. Of course, 2 hours of No Holds Bar. And, of course, the also the infamous, my pride and joy, the Taco Man Audio Magazine, hosted by Johnny Taco, each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And soon, as I said, SiriusXM Satellite Radio will be carrying all those shows on SiriusXM Satellite Radio Channel 211. Johnny, you got Sirius at home?
Of course I do, and Pedro, congratulations, my brother. Well deserved, man.
Yeah, you know, we're going to say sometimes it takes guys a while. They told me they were going to get this done like last March.
Yeah. Well, things take time, but at least, you know, that's a good way to start the new year, right? Got to look at the positive.
Rocking and rolling.
Kick off 2019, baby.
No doubt about that. Let's talk about Pac-Man and Broner going down, of course, the 19th of January. It's a mega fight. It's on pay-per-view now. Do these guys make for a good pay-per-view buy? Does Manny Pacquiao, at the age of 40, still have pay-per-view? Is he still a pay-per-view cow?
I wish Showtime just gave us this fight here. I mean, Pacquiao still is a relevant name. It's a good matchup. Again, I don't know. I just wish we didn't have to pay for it. But I'm excited for the fight. Now, let's look at Broner real quick, man. Broner, every single time he stepped up to, like, solid opposition, lost to Sean Porter, lost to Mikey Garcia, lost to Marcos Mandada, right? The only time he really actually did good against a named fighter was against Paulie Malignaggi. And Malignaggi is okay. I prefer him more as a boxing mind than a commentator as I did for a fighter. Let's face facts. I mean, the
former,
guy
hey, time out. Former United States Gold Glove champion out of Brooklyn, New York, though. Yep. Give him his props.
Nothing but respect for Paulie, man. Great boxing mind, and he looks at the sport in a very interesting and intelligent way. Very logical. Now, for Pacquiao, we all know the story, man. Had some great fights back in the day that entertained and thrilled us with De La Hoya, of course, with Miguel Cotto, and Ricky Hatton, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. But over the past couple of years, it kind of dwindled a little bit. The Mayweather thing was a big disappointment. So that's where I think this goes to, is that is he really a good pay-per-view fighter? Because on pay-per-view, he really hasn't thrilled us over the past couple of years. So I wish Showtime had given us this one for free, but I'm looking forward to this fight, Pete.
But, Johnny, won't the promotion make a whole lot more money if they sold, like, 200,000 homes versus putting this on HBO or Showtime?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's
money.
No matter what. It's money, 100%. But, I mean, I think with Bronner, he always generates great ratings, so therefore you get a lot of advertisements and advertisers interested, you know, if you put it on, say, a Fox outlet or, you know. I mean, if you look at overall, Bronner is a great, you know, he sells a fight so good. You know, he makes it an event.
He's a
and
heel.
I guess that's where, yeah. And I guess that's where they're going with the pay-per-view angle. But, I mean, we already had one a couple weeks ago, and it was great with Fury and Wilder. You know, it was definitely worth the money. You know, but then we have another one with Mikey Garcia and Errol Spence. I'm like, three pay-per-views within like a two-month span? It's a little tough, but, you know, it's going to be a good fight.
Well, you know, there's also the people do counter pay-per-view, and by some means, like going to sports theaters and maybe ganging up at somebody's house and getting 10 people to kick in for a pay-per-view. So instead of paying $70, you're paying like $7. You know, that's a whole lot better than paying $70, man, because some of these fights, they're not worthy of pay-per-view, especially in the world of mixed martial arts. We can get into that and talk about that in depth. But Bronner, 33-3-1, the discipline. I mean, remember that I told you about the one time I had him on the show. He was getting a haircut, and I kept hearing, and he's talking, right? And all that, I'm saying to myself, what, WTF? What? And I'm looking at the producer going, hey, what's the buzz? What's the buzz? And he's shaking his head. He doesn't know. He doesn't know, right? He's freaking out. The producer's freaking out. Turns out the guy was getting a haircut.
Adrian Bronner, man, what a personality and character. And I tell you what, I wish he would show a little bit more character in the ring. Now, he's fast, right? He's got some power, but he fights in spurts.
Lazy.
Small doses, you know? He fights very lazy-like, and he lets time pass too often to where he doesn't let his hands go and do something. I tell you what, if he comes in proper shape, that's the key, and with a focused game plan, he could be tough for Manny Pacquiao.
You know, he hasn't had a big win in a while. He beat Khabib, who I don't want to go to that last name, but he beat Khabib like in 2015, the TKO in 12. He went to Ashley Theopane after that, knocked him out in 9. Went to a 10-round decision over Adrian Granados, who was 16-4. Mike lost to Mikey Garcia, had a draw with Jesse Vargas. I mean, you know, there's no upside. In other words, there's no erection, per se. I hate to put it in that terms, but there's no erection in Adrian Broner's boxing career. It's
well,
limp.
Nothing pops off, you know. Nothing suggests that he could be a Hall of Famer, right? There's not a name there that he's actually beaten of significant note. Now, this would be one. You could always put an asterisk next to it. Manny Pacquiao's 40. You know, he's long past his prime, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think this would be a big, significant win for him if, again, he comes in and looks good and looks proper and lets his hands go. The key for Bronner is that, again, he puts his hands in cuffs too often during a fight and doesn't release his hands. If he lets his hands go and moves around a little bit and shows some good power, I mean, he might actually be able to take Pacquiao out.
Has ever a guy had a more fitting nickname, though? The Problem?
Right. Absolutely. The guy cannot stay out of problems. He's always a problem. Everywhere you go, every time I look on the internet every week, when I do my, like, you know, news and notes, I'm like, Bronner arrested again. You know? And it's the stupidest stuff. It's like, bro, just register yourself as a licensed driver. I think the last time it was a driver's license suspension or something. I mean, come on, or Uber, bro.
Wait. All right, how about the time when he went to court over his phone? Do you remember that?
Oh, God,
He went to court over his phone because there was a sex tape on his phone, folks. So the sex tape got into the public foray, ended up like on DMZ or something like that. And he tried to sue in the whole nine yards. And the judge said to him, look, you're an idiot. He goes, no, he said to him, he said, how many phones do you have? He goes, well, I have a family phone, I have a girlfriend phone, and I have a hoe phone.
Dude, the hoe phone. What a great only Bronner. This is why I like the guy. Some things I really disagree with what he does, how he handles his life on the outside. But I tell you what a great phrase to coin right there. All the credit in the world, ho phone.
but he stayed in
Tiger
court.
Woods should have had one.
Tiger Woods did have one. Tiger Woods. you got to give Tiger some props. So ever since he was concussed by his wife, you know, he sort of went away.
Yeah, he had this big golf outing a couple months ago, I think it was, but. Either which way, man, you can't leave the whole phone on the dining room table for the wife to find.
No,
the whole
no.
Phone's got to be like some James Bond type stuff.
No, but I give Mrs. We're getting off the subject here, but I give Mrs. Yeah. Tiger Woods all kinds of props for kicking his ass with that golf club and breaking the car up and all that kind of good stuff. Because, you know, let's be honest, John, you and I know how it is. I mean, you can play the field, but, man, when the field gets played on view, it's a wholly, totally different game.
And all the respect in the world to Miss Woods, man, you know. bashing his car and taking care of business. She had to do what she had to do.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. To take that back, the MMA Hour, of course, on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Nowhere. This cut man's looking at me. He wants to come through the glass and cut me because I went to the break 3 minutes early. All kinds of good stuff. But the bottom line is, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Nowhere. I got some texts to get to after the break. Yeah, you people are texting this morning. What are you upset about? Everybody's upset, man. Be mellow. Not so? Anyway, we'll check it out. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Johnny Signorella's in the house. Sin City, Las Vegas, of course, our Vegas guy. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
He don't want me to mention it, but I'm laughing like hell. I'm laughing like hell in here, folks. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I was going to go into depth on Aaron Pryor, of course, and Alexis Ogura. We'll put that off until next week. Of course, Pryor retired 39-1. What an epic fighter he was. Of course, he was my buddy, as was his nemesis. Of course, I'm talking about Mr. Alexis Arguello, AA. Of course, spent some time with him in his native Nicaragua 10 years before his, take that back, about 8 years before his death. This was November 1982, man. It was a hell of a fight. It went into the 14th round. We'll talk about that in depth. Part one and part two, I promise you, next week on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, speaking of next week, Johnny Sig, is Floyd Mayweather really fighting this week?
I think he's fighting sometime tomorrow morning, our time, in Japan for some kind of mixed martial arts brand, but it's not an MMA fight, and it's not a 12-round fight. It's not a 10-round fight. It's a 3-round fight where there's boxing rules, and to my understanding, there might not even be judges. What the hell is this?
It's an exhibition. It's simply an exhibition. In other words, against a guy that they have high hopes for over there in Japan. Of course, he's some MMA guy. He's a god, per se. He's a young kid. But evidently, he's weighing in like 25 or 30 pounds less than Mayweather.
Oh, he's much smaller than Floyd is. Again, Floyd's handicap is that he's 40 years old. And, you know, we'll see what we get here. I'll probably, like, try to peep it out somehow, you know, with our little companies that we mentioned, like the front row and the first row here and there. We'll see what's going on, you know. But at the end of the day, it's not something I'm really excited about. It's just Floyd just doing a cash grab and probably, I would think, an easy victory if they're even, like, you know, branding a winner here. Because from my understanding, it's just a three-round exhibition bout.
Wow. Andy in Phoenix is saying to me that he watches fights in Chinese. He has a Chinese website, and he just sent me a link to this Chinese website where they show all the fights in Chinese. He says he doesn't want to pay the money, per se, for cable and pay-per-views and this and that. He thinks they're a bit of a ripoff. But then again, you're a musician, Johnny. If they felt that way about music and they were stealing your music and listen to your music for free and not buying your records, so how do we judge this? Where do we stand, you and I, on this?
Well, that's a great point. I just want to say this real quick, long story short. I was signed to a record label back in 2007, right around the time everyone started jumping on, like, what was it, Napster back in the day, and, you know, pirating music and whatnot. And we only sold 10,000 units through Wind Up Records back in the day. And, you know, our music was featured in video games and movie soundtracks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we got dropped from the label because of poor sales due to downloads. We did good on the road. There was a lot of people out there, but we got dropped because of that. Now, I feel bad when people do take, you know, money out of people's pockets, you know, unjustly, because it is kind of stealing. But I think in boxing and mixed martial arts and some events in particular, the fan feels like, you know what, this is not pay-per-view worthy. And I'm not saying it's right, but this is where the fan comes from. You know what? Because back in the day, pay-per-view used to mean something. It used to be like, wow, Mike Tyson, you know, versus Holyfield. Wow, that's amazing. That's a big event. But nowadays, they just put anything on this thing, and people are still buying it, and some people feel like they don't want to buy it. So I think that's where the fight fan comes from, is that they just feel like the product, the quality of the product that they're putting out there just isn't worth $70 to $100, Pete.
DAZN's talking about throwing 200 cards in 2019, 200 boxing cards and MMA cards in addition. And are they telling the truth?
This is for real. You know, the word is definitely bond with this. They have Golden Boy, you know, in their stable now. They, of course, have Eddie Hearn and his match room, you know, in their stable. And they have Bellator. And now I think they signed on Major League Baseball. So they're trying to, you know, brand out and not just be a combat sports network, but they're trying to, like, flesh out and become, you know, almost like an ESPN, if you will. You know, I know that they had some talks with the NFL. Maybe that's something that they do in the future. I know that they have soccer on there. And I think we do actually get 200 fight cards a year. I can't see how we don't. I mean, especially considering I've had the thing for 4 months, and I probably at least watched at least 30 or 40 different bouts, man.
Man, I got tired. I fell asleep. I watched so much boxing one weekend. I'm like, man, DAZN.com, folks. Check it out. They call it the Zone. But if for $9.99 a month, you can get 200 fight cards a year. And even if you only watch like one a month, it's $9 a month. Big deal. You get to watch. I mean, you'd pay $9 to go to a fight in town and watch a fight, you know, in an arena for $9. That's what I used to equate the price of pay-per-view against, Johnny, and then things change. In other words, if it was worthy of you paying $40 to go see a fight in the arena, it was worthy of you paying $40 to watch it on pay-per-view. And then they started pumping, especially the UFC, coming at you with pay-per-views month after month, sometimes twice in a month. I mean, the corporate greed of Dana White and company is unparalleled in combat sports.
Yeah, you know, it certainly is. And going back to DAZN real quick, I mean, not to plug them too heavy here, but here's what's up, dude. Canelo fights on that platform. Anthony Joshua fights on that platform. You're going to see them a couple times a year each. Obviously, you're going to see Canelo a whole bunch. He signed with them for a huge deal, right? $365 million over 8 years or whatever it is, right? So you got to look at this as the two biggest fighters on the planet are on that platform, and you don't have to pay to watch them. fantastic. And what does that do? It makes people stop looking on the internet where to steal these things, right? They subscribe to it, and $9.95 is a fair price. ESPN Plus, $4.95, a super fair price. And you're going to get probably half the amount of cards. And that's still a lot. You're talking almost like 100 shows, 300 combined from both these outlets, and then you have Fox Sports, and then you have Showtime in the mix. Man, boxing's in a really good place right now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. Now, speaking of a good place, Terrence Crawford, the WBO 147-pound guy, is going to take on Amir Khan. He was going to take on the journeyman. I can't think of the guy. Luis Collazo, wasn't he? I guess one sort of smelled really bad, and they had to close the door on that.
Yeah, you know, and this Amir Khan one smells really bad, too, because that puts Amir Khan in a very bad place. At the end of the day, I mean, we see what Amir does when he steps up. He's always entertaining. He's never in a bad fight. Let's face facts there, right? Except when Brennus Prescott blew him out in, like, you know, 45 seconds or whatever it was. Amir never had an opportunity to get into that fight. But he's always entertaining. But, I mean, I think Taylor made for a guy like Spence, especially when, you know, Spence just, you know, goes out there and Terrence Crawford out there and just, you know, unleashes the dog and just goes after you and goes for the finish. And I think he definitely dogs out Amir Khan in a big way.
Poor Amir Khan. But, you know, he's made a lot of money. And every time he fights, the television rights in Pakistan and places like that net him untold millions of dollars. You hear what I'm saying? So if he got paid 10 cents to fight by the actual promoter, he'd still make a zillion bucks. So more power to him.
Yeah, you know, good-looking guy, good personality, you know, and always in an entertaining fight. Okay. And as long as you're in an entertaining fight or an entertaining, you know, character like we talked about with Bronner, guess what? People will watch, man. You know, it's a gravitation. If you entertain both with your mouth and your fist, people will pay for it.
Okay, personalities, baby. All right, now that same day as Pacquiao and Broner is going to go down, the UFC is going to have a big fight between the bantamweight champion, 135-pound TJ Dillashaw, coming down to 125 and taking on Henry Cejudo. Now, I don't want to brag or anything, but I will. Because I was the only guy in the media that picked Henry Cejudo to smoke Mighty Mouse Johnson. Everybody said he was going to lose a Mighty Mouse. He had lost him the first time. I explained to you guys he was a 2008 Olympic gold medalist as a wrestler. He was green. He only had like one or two fights in the UFC before he took on supposedly the best fighter in the UFC pound for pound in Mighty Mouse Johnson. But the bottom line was he beat Mighty Mouse. And now I think he's on the crest of a superstardom because TJ Dillashaw, the reigning world bantamweight champion, the man that defeated the legendary Renan Barrera for the title, came down to 125. These guys are going to battle out the 19th. And this is on Fox Sports 1. A free fight for the UFC. Good night.
Yeah, that's what's up, 100%, man. TJ coming down 10 pounds, record standing at 16-3, 8 KOs, 3 submissions, you know. And you got Henry, who you just mentioned, beat Demetrius Johnson, man. You know, Demetri was, I think, up there ranked as one of the top guys.
Still is. I heard Joe Rogan say last night that it's either him and John Jones are the greatest of all time as far as MMA is concerned, either Demetrius Johnson or John Jones. Of course, I can disagree with that. I disagree with a lot of what Rogan said. Do you think Rogan was playing too much of a company guy last night?
Yeah, I have to agree with that. But I do like his call of excitement because at the end of the day, even though he's being a company man, you know, I'm sure there's incentives to be.
Yeah,
but I like when the action pops off and he gets excited. It puts you in the moment.
You know what he sort of reminded me of? There's a sex act down there in South America they call the El Negro, the Beso Negre, the Black Kiss. That's what he sort of reminds me of. Just I don't know. Anyway, bottom line is at the end of the day, we're talking sports and boxing here. Of course, MMA as well here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In a few minutes, we'll bring in a DAZN interview with the world heavyweight champion. Talk about Anthony Joshua, of course, the guy that's going to defend that title April 13th or 19th against somebody. It's going to be Dillian White if it's not you, right, Johnny?
It's going to be Dillian White, I think, Pete. And that's a good rematch because I'm looking forward to that now. After that great fight with White and Chisora last, 2 weeks ago, man, nasty KO. And I tell you what, White looked like he improved and showed some phenomenal skills. And I think in a rematch with Joshua, he might give Joshua some problems.
Man, I don't know. At 6'7" and be able to throw punches with leverage on him, if he could throw his right hand and his hook with leverage, I'm talking about Anthony Joshua, the hook maybe not so much because it's, you know, the third punch and the heavyweight, it's a slow combination. But the 1-2s, if he can get that 1-2 going, I think he can outshoot possibly Deontay Wilder. Now, I know you don't think so because if they shot it out, you'd pick Wilder, wouldn't you?
I would. And I think that, you know,
Time out. Even after Tyson Fury humiliated him?
Absolutely. Because, you know, Fury's Fury's got movement, you know, that Joshua doesn't. Styles makes fights, right? And I think Joshua's a lot more apprehensive since the Klitschko fight. Let's look at the last two that he was involved in. He looked okay, but he doesn't look like the same guy. So I think he's a little afraid of getting burned. And I think that Wilder's a guy that, like, vibes off you and sniffs you out and sees that if you're timid or apprehensive, he's going to try to go after you. The reason why he didn't pull the trigger on Fury is Fury was so charismatic in the ring. Right?
Oh, come on. Time out. You trying to tell me that charisma stopped the baddest dude on the planet? You're trying to tell me that Captain Charisma stopped the WBC champion, the Bronze Bomber?
I think he got in Wilder's head, Pete, and I think that he was surprised by the punching power that Fury showed in that fight. I think he earned respect in that fight.
Tyson Fury put his hands behind his back, man, and said, hit my chin, man. Come on.
There's a reason why Wilder didn't want to go, and he thought it was a trap. He was afraid to do anything. He got in his head.
Deontay Wilder, I'm going to say it here on the Sports Byline Network first, folks. He may be a little bit short in the sack. Ooh, straight up, you're tuned. Oh, yeah, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It's time. It's time to see who's the best. It's time to see who's the heavyweight, who's the baddest man on the planet. I know I am. Are you guys ready for this test? Are you guys ready for this American boy right here to bring back the heavyweight division like he's done it? To have one champion, one face, one name. He go by the name of Deontay Wilder. I declare war, baby. What's your response to that?
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Make sure to tune in every Friday night as host Fred Wallen welcomes four-time champion sports handicapper Ron Raymond as they break down the upcoming NFL football games. Plus, Ron Raymond shares with his listeners his Raymond Report ATS forecast predictions on the upcoming games and sports betting tips from his book, Ron Raymond's 50 Greatest Sports Betting Secrets. Don't go into this NFL weekend blind until you get the skinny from Raymond Report.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Wow, I got here a couple of texts here. In regards to wrestling, I'm going to answer them anyway. Who is my favorite professional wrestler? Without a doubt, his name is, he was born Edward Ellsworth Annis. His name is Teddy Hart. He's a member of the Hart Foundation. He is a grandson, the great-grandson, I believe, of Stu Hart, Stu and Helen Hart. Of course, they are the mother and father of Bret Hart, Owen Hart, those kind of guys. But the bottom line is he's part of the Hart Foundation. You can watch him on Major League Wrestling. And, of course, that's on BN Television as well as YouTube.com each and every week. It's the best pro wrestling out there, and I'm not a fan of sports entertainment. I'm just not. I wouldn't watch a WWE match. You put a gun to my head. But yet, Major League Pro Wrestling, it's got all the old school wrestling, plus the combination of hybrid wrestling in 2018. Put it all together, Lucha Libres, Japanese style, American style. It's got it going on. Got to give Court Byron and his group some props there. Major League Wrestling. Check them out on YouTube.com. YouTube.com and MajorLeagueWrestling.com. Teddy Hart, best performer on the planet, I kid you not. In the world of professional wrestling. Now, I've got that out of the way before I lead into the Anthony Joshua interview. Joshua, of course, is undefeated. Is the world champion recognized by most people? The 2012 Olympic gold medalist. I told you he was headed to the heavyweight championship. Of course, he's been down once against Vladimir Klitschko. He got up and put Klitschko away. I had to give him all kinds of props. He is a good fighter. Not a great fighter yet, but a good fighter. Let's hear what he says to the boys from The Zone.
So how's New York treating you so far?
10 out of 10. I like the place a lot.
You like it?
Yeah. And last time I was here, it was only for a day or so with the Klitschko.
For the Klitschko thing.
Yeah, we was here actually for the Klitschko thing. But now, we was in Portland before.
Right. So you're skiing
training.
Or walking on the snow or something?
Yeah. With some like Navy SEAL experts about what they go through is quite similar mentally, not physically, but the mental state.
Right.
So I'm learning a lot from those guys. Finished early, so we came to New York early, and I've had a good time.
Check it out. When we was in London, we got you a hat, right?
Yes, sir.
But this time, you know what we got? We got the lineal title. I don't know what the hell that is, but yeah, here's the lineal title.
You know what?
Like, what
that sparked
what
a few debates.
Right.
That sparked a few debates, and they're saying that lineal title was way before all the WBC. I don't really know too much about the lineal title, and that's where I was coming from, is that what I knew about was the five titles that we're trying to secure now, but the lineal,
tangible, something you could see, something
that's what
you
I'm
could
saying
feel.
Yeah,
now listen, if somebody's the lineal champion, right, if he dies, guess what,
you can't pass it on.
You can't pass
so
it
Lennox
on.
Was the last lineal champion,
right.
And he retired,
right. Nobody beat him,
exactly. So it should be
gone.
Done it should not exist anymore,
because that's the saying, you have to beat the man, so that's where I was coming from,
right. And you were just trying to make it clear that you're willing to fight Deontay. That was basically the you know, essentially what you were trying to get across to America.
All
and
fury.
I think he made it all fury. What did you think of the fight?
Good. It's good for boxing.
Did you win? Who won?
It was close, but I think, as much as I think Fury win, I think that you have to come to the next man's backyard and knock him out.
It makes sense. You know, even though fights are scored by rounds, but I understand your point too. You know, that's how boxing is.
That fight, it's scored on rounds, but I do believe that there are hometown decisions and so on and so forth. So I think if you go to the next man's backyard, you have to be willing to go
a little extra mile.
Right.
Do you feel like, you know, a lot of people say, you know, AJ can be a big star in America if he does press, if he goes on shows.
Yeah.
Is that one of the reasons why you went on?
Yeah. So what I realized, right, I want to fight here. And I'd love to, even being here now, I said, you know, I want some of this. I want some. I want a bite of that apple.
Right.
But then I realized is that I don't want to come here like cold. I want to come in warmed up, appreciate the American culture, meet the people, meet the press, speak with you guys. So when I come here, we can hopefully fill out an arena like this and start building on something, on a foundation that's already been built. It's about coming here now, being involved in the fights, not from inside the ring, outside the ring.
Right.
And just like mixing with the culture, appreciating American culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
You ever think about doing some acting, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah?
One life, why not?
Yeah, right.
I live once. Bring me every opportunity possible.
Right.
It's all fun. And I think, like, I'm trying to come out of my shell a bit. Normally, I'd be like, nah, that's not really me.
Yeah.
But then, Will Smith's a great example of everything he went and done and achieved.
Yep.
always open to new opportunities.
What about, was it Idris Elba's
Idris
post?
Idris Elba.
That post, he said, forget about people saying stay in your lane. Yeah. Try something new. Yeah, you remember that?
Correct.
Because that inspired me.
That's what I'm saying. Don't stay in your lane. Never stay in your lane.
What do you want to accomplish in 2019? Like, as far as, like, we know you got the date. You got Wembley.
With the fights.
Right.
As I said, secure the fight with one of the big fighters. And if not, secure someone else that's number 3, 4, or 5.
Like, who would be ideally, if it's not Fury, it's not Wilder, who's your next ideal opponent?
Immediate next.
Ortiz, Miller, White.
Wow.
My top 4 selection.
I don't think anyone's ever heard you mention Ortiz's name before. Hopefully.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, because you know what it is for me, I always felt like these guys, they want to fight, but I've always felt like I brought a lot more to the table. So, you know, let's say they want a lot in terms of what their reward is to fight me. It's like well above their station. So I never even mention these guys' names because I already know what they're expecting when they fight me. And I know it's something that I'm not willing to give. So.
Right. So they're looking at you like, you know, the jackpot. If I'm going to fight AJ, I need to make a ton of money to do so.
Yeah.
I mean, but I guess they all have to look at you that way, essentially.
You know what I've always said it like is that they should look at me as a situation where, look, I'm a fighter, and especially at the heavyweight division, anything can happen. If they beat me, I will land a good shot, and they manage to knock me out. They hold the keys to the city.
Right.
So don't just look at me as like, oh, let me just fight him and get what I want and then run off. No.
Let me take a real crack at it to be a
champion. This is my shot. Let me earn it, and then after I beat him, then I can go and now dictate what I want. People look at me like, let me get what I can out of this guy now. I'm not thinking of the... Because I used to take the low ball.
Right.
I took a lot of the times when I was fighting, I took the short end of the straw, but I always saw the long-term plan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when you think you're going to start fighting outside of your country?
Soon, hopefully next year. That would be a goal, to come and fight here. But I want to kind of connect with the American people first, more.
Right.
America's a big
place. So you got to be here. We'll bring you on a tour.
Look
at with our agent.
I want to go to Brooklyn.
We want to take you to the hood in Brooklyn, though.
Yeah, so I want to visit the schools, go to the projects, and connect with people from grassroots. Even I want to see Kaepernick as well. That would be good.
Kaepernick. I mean, so that's important to you, like giving back, whether it's financially or being an inspiration to a lot of kids. Is that like on your agenda as a man?
Yeah, definitely.
How important is the zero to you, right? Like, because Floyd created this narrative, right? When I was a kid, Barack, we had tons of conversations about this. A lot of those champions like Leonard, Hearns, Hagler, they took L's.
Ali Robinson,
he took so many L's. Yeah. But those guys just still remained on top because they fought each other. It wasn't an issue. Then comes Floyd and puts so much value on the undefeated record, and it tightens the game because guys don't want to take risks in big fights. What's your take on that whole thing?
So I always said I want to build myself something bigger than boxing or bigger than the titles. So it doesn't matter if I took a loss. Even my rematch or my comeback fight will be bigger than the fight I had before.
That's usually how it is.
Yeah, so I always wanted to build myself in that sense. And it is important to stay undefeated because that's showing how good you are.
Right.
But if you do get beat, it's just showing that you are fighting the best in the division.
Right.
And especially now, the guys are bigger, stronger, and faster. So for me, it is important to win because that's like the competitive edge.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that in reality, losing does happen. This is sports. So I just got to say, basically, that I can ride the wave. And if one loss defines my whole career, then I don't want them type of people supporting me.
I got you.
You know what I mean? One loss, if I do lose, shouldn't define everything that I've done in boxing. So
that list that you gave us with all of those names, which one you think would be your toughest fight? Just off eye test.
None.
I don't think,
you know, anyone I fight is not going to have an easy night.
Right, with you.
Yeah.
What would be your, if you had a boxing New Year's resolution, what would it be? What do you want to change in boxing for 2019? If there was one thing that you can change.
One thing I can change. I would probably the respect fighters have from each other. Because I always feel like my job is to pull this fighter's reputation down to try and enhance mine.
Right.
But we should lift up the sport in general. So
the
people outside look at boxing as a sport that is...
gentleman's sport.
And then it puts more bums on seats, which earns you more money. But if someone just listens to what boxers say, they wouldn't be interested in watching because I think, oh, he's an idiot, he's disrespectful, right. I don't want my son listening, no grandma or granddad's going to listen. So you capture that market around 20 to 30.
Right.
Yeah, you capture that market, but you need to be capturing the market from around 10 to 70, where it connects with all people. So I say, rather than disrespecting,
respect each other,
but have your confidence. So be confident, not cocky.
Confident, not cocky. You're calling out Luis Ortiz, who's like 49 or 50 years old. I mean, come on, man. Be serious. A former Cuban exile, now 30-1. Listen to this, 39 years old. I'll put it to you like this, Johnny. If Luis Ortiz had any hair, he would have needed Just for Men about 25 years ago.
Oh, 130%, brother.
I mean,
this
he's
man is old as dirt, bro. Yeah, he is. I tell you what, he's still got the punching power. You know, and we always talk about anyone over 200 pounds, you know, if they touch you the right way, they could turn the lights out.
He's a stand-up stiff for somebody with Joshua.
Oh, absolutely.
I think Joshua
beats him.
Inside the distance, real quick, like, man, throwing that right hand right down the pike. I couldn't see him getting out of the way. I really couldn't. So let's go through this heavyweight top five. Joshua, of course, 22-0 with 21. Deontay 40-0 with a draw and 39 wax. Of course, Tyson Fury number 3, Povetkin number 4, Dillian White number 5 at 25-1. I guess the rest of the guys. And Luis Ortiz at 30-1. Of course, that one loss to Deontay Wilder after rattling Deontay's brain there a little bit. I have a lot of respect for Joshua. When I heard him call out Luis Ortiz, it sort of reminded me of Adonis Stevenson calling out Bernard Hopkins.
I mean, very good. You know, yeah.
You know, I mean,
no one ever wanted to call this man out at Ortiz before, but now because he's shown that he's vulnerable and we all know that he's a little bit older and we saw what Wilder did to him, now it's the popular thing to do, I guess, in terms of, you know, I've heard a couple of heavyweights mention his name, whereas nobody would mention Luis Ortiz before because of that, you know, punching power.
Because they thought he was on steroids.
Well, absolutely, and you know he got popped twice, right? You know, they had excuses for it, but I mean it was proven.
He had high blood pressure.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he claims, and, you know, that's the story, and it is what it is. But for me, Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury are the only two people that give Joshua any type of trouble. Dillian White, as I mentioned before, could be a potential threat, but I think the number one guy is Tyson Fury because of that style. And he proved so much to me against Deontay Wilder, even more so than Fury proved to me when he took on Vladimir Klitschko in that very boring, sloppy fight. But this was actually a coherent piece of work by Tyson Fury. There were some beautiful things happening there. And again, he turned on his punches and got respect. I like that. With the angles that he shows and the agility of a big man that he is and boxes the way he does, I think it gives any top heavyweight of all time trouble.
All right, less than a minute. I've got my breakout star, or actually not a breakout star, but the guy I think is going to do the most in 2019 is going to be Oleg Usyk. 16-0 now, only 16 fights, but man, he's knocking out all bums. He's a southpaw, the cruiserweight champion, stepping up to heavyweight. Real quick, Johnny, who do you see? Who's your heir apparent for greatness in 2019?
I love Usyk. Teofimo Lopez is good.
Ooh,
Emmanuel Navarrete, who took out Dog Bay, is good.
Man,
like I said before, boxing is in a great place right now. And I'm glad you mentioned Usyk. We get him in the heavyweight division. He gives everyone problems.
Usyk, of course, he's world cruiserweight champion. The guy has got he looks better without hair. He's one of the most intimidating, menacing-looking men I've ever seen in my life. He looks like one of those Russian bill collectors.
Absolutely, bro. 100%. Those eyes are intense, man.
Yeah, I mean, when the mob sends a guy to collect your money, he sends a guy just like Oleg Usyk. Johnny Sig, we'll talk next week. All the best to you, man. God bless. What's happening with that YouTube page?
Hey, search us on YouTube, Ring Talk Worldwide, baby. Everyone, Happy New Year to you.
The great John Signorello. Say hi to the old lady and the kid, Johnny.
I will do, Pedro. Thank you so much, man. Talk soon, brother.
Peace and respect. My partner in crime, my partner in grime, the one, the only, John Signorella. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Remember in the beginning? When you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Check it, YouTube and the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 57 minutes past the hour. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Come to you each and every Saturday and Sunday. That's right, two different shows. Saturday for an hour at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Network. Of course, Channel 211. All the Ring Talk broadcasts are now carried by Sirius XM Satellite Radio as of the first year. Instead of half of them, all of them are covered, including the Taco Man audio magazine. That's right, Johnny Taco and his audio magazine going off each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Must Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, that's an hour of, put it this way, Johnny Taco's a stand-up comic, sort of tries to, he makes you laugh a little bit, he pisses you off a little bit, he infuriates you, but he tries to open your eyes to a couple of things. So it's a sports show, we have a good time with him. I'm talking about the Taco Man Audio Magazine, an exclusive broadcast, an exclusive production of the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, each and every Sunday night, take it back, Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, that's 1 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday morning. Now, pound for pound, the best boxer in the world. There really isn't a best boxer in the world right now. Well, maybe it's some Canelo Alvarez. Why? Because he signed that $375 million contract. 51-1-2, a couple of draws. Of course, Jalisco, Mexico, the star, man, the king of boxing, no doubt about that. Terrence Crawford, I don't know. 34-0, the current WBO 147-pound guy. Vasyl Lomachenko, the man at 135. Can he make it to 140? I don't know. Gennady Golovkin, time to stick a fork in him. Maybe he's too old at 36 years old. Maybe. Next up on the card, of course, pound for pound, Oleg Usyk. Got to give him some props, man. As I said, my breakout fighter as far as superstardom is concerned in 2019 will be him. Pound for pound, Wizakil Wangek. He's got all kinds of names because he takes the name of sponsors, as do a lot of fighters from Thailand and things like that. They take the name of sponsors, like that one guy that was named Fresh Mart. I've talked about him in hour number one, Fresh Mart. Well, his name is a Fresh Mart, but he took the Fresh Mart name in order to get some money from a sponsor. Anyway, Wizakil Wangek, pound for pound, I think, maybe the best fighter in the world, 47-4-1, a southpaw out of Thailand. He's a super flyweight champion, 32 years old. Doesn't get the props, but he's getting it here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. I want to thank my producer, Scott Cuddy. I want to thank the great John Signorello. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check them out, YouTube.com. Until next time, you've been thrilled to spend some time, of course, with the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And seeing there's a million things you'll be doing around the world. You're doing this. Thank you so much for listening.